which is tomorrow. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11 Local Public Television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11 Local Public Television, and the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. The Boston Bops, led by Arthur Fiedler, and The Procession of the Nobles from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov on Kansas Public Radio. An exciting way to get things started in our noon hour of the classics, which in this hour will include the Chicago Symphony, bringing us a suite by Tchaikovsky, one of the Shakespearean-inspired ones. We'll listen later to The Tempest, and we'll be opening up the Books of Bach. Pianist Andras Schiff will play from the pages of the Well-Tempered Clavier, all in just a little bit, here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of Wildcat Country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio. We will continue next with music for oboe and orchestra, written by one of Austria's great composers of the early 19th century, a student of both Haydn and Salieri, and one of the finest students of Mozart. We'll hear for oboe and orchestra introduction, theme, and variations from Johann Nepomuk Hummel, with conductor and oboe virtuoso Diego Diniciacci leading the Italian International Orchestra, next on KPR. For oboe and orchestra, theme, introduction, theme, and variations by composer Johann Nepomuk Hummel. We listened to conductor and oboist Diego Diniciacci with the Italian International Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now. Stay with us for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, along in a few minutes, with a suite by Tchaikovsky from Shakespeare's The Tempest, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information is at heartlandhealth.org. Another hot one in store for us. It's 85 here on the KU campus. High today around 88 degrees with sunny skies throughout. For tonight, clear skies, a low of 67, a little patchy fog late tonight and lingering through tomorrow morning, and high of 89 for Tuesday. We have a performance on piano next, featuring Andras Schiff playing a prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach from Book 2 of The Well-Tempered Clavier, next on KPR. Prelude in E major from Book 2 of The Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach, played by pianist Andras Schiff, here on KPR. 12:36 is the time, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Our mission at KPR is to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And that's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual Media and Technology Survey and let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your response allows us to better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and helps KPR serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey and make your voice heard over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice for persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. Time to bring you some Tchaikovsky, a man who, among other things, really loved his Shakespeare and many times composed symphonic suites on Shakespeare themes and plays, and he did so in 1873, writing this suite, illustrating Shakespeare's The Tempest. We'll hear it played by the Chicago Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. One of many orchestral suites written by Tchaikovsky based on works by Shakespeare. In that case, the suite from 1873, The Tempest, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio.
Colleges and your news.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CRN Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online KansasPublicRadio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A beautiful tune for orchestra, written by Frederick Delius. We heard A Song Before Sunrise, with Richard Aycox conducting the Northern Symphonia of England on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. There's more classical music for a Monday afternoon. Coming up, we have music by another English composer, specifically a Welsh composer, Edward Gurman. Coming up later with one of his essential works, The Welsh Rhapsody. That's the Scottish National Orchestra coming up with the performance in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. For you next on KPR, as we continue, I've got chamber music, written by Felix Mendelssohn. Fellow composer Robert Schumann had very kind words for Felix Mendelssohn. He declared him to be the Mozart of the 19th century, the brightest musician who most clearly understands the contradictions of the age and is the first to reconcile them. Robert Schumann said that about Mendelssohn in the year of 1839, the year he got a chance to sit down and review a recent bit of chamber music that Mendelssohn had written, his Piano Trio No. 1 in D. We'll hear it next with violinist Isaac Stern, cellist Leonard Rose, and Eugene Stoman on the piano, next on KPR. Felix Mendelssohn's chamber music, written in 1839, Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor, performed there by violinist Isaac Stern, cellist Leonard Rose, and at piano Eugene Stoman. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:40 is the time, 20 minutes until our next NPR News update, and more classical music is in store for us until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvaund House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvaundhouse.com. and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. It's right now 87 degrees on the KU campus, high of 89 for today. Tonight, skies for the most part clear, lows of 67. Might be a little bit of fog forming overnight and lasting a little bit tomorrow morning. Otherwise, Tuesday looks sunny with a high of 89 again and a low of 68 for tomorrow night. The Scottish National Orchestra is ready with our next performance, and it's by composer Edward Gurman, an English composer of the late 19th and early 20th century and regarded by many as the spiritual successor to Arthur Sullivan in the field of English comic opera. He was Welsh by background, though, and in 1904, for the Cardiff Festival, he contributed this Rhapsody for Orchestra, based on Welsh folk tunes. The Welsh Rhapsody. Here's the Scottish National Orchestra on KPR. Composed in 1904, The Welsh Rhapsody, by Welsh composer Edward Gurman, played there by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. Followed by the next hour of today's classical music, one in which we will catch clarinet and piano music from Jean Francais, A Theme and Variations, that plus the Third Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Those and other wonderful performances still to come here on a Monday afternoon. On the KU campus, it is 87 degrees, high of 89 today, sunny skies tonight, clear, lows in the upper 60s. Support for news on KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m., celebration in South Park, and viewing party in Miscellany's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
To NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options from auto and home to boat and RV with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra and violinist Isaac Stern back once again, this time with a scherzo composed by Fritz Kreisler in the so-called style of Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson, and before 3 o'clock rolls around, I have a little bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon. Variations for clarinet and piano by French composer Jean Francais in just a little while, as well as the Pittsburgh Symphony and the Third Symphony of Jean Sibelius. We've got that still to come for you. Thanks for being with us. Here's the Baltimore Symphony and David Zinman conducting with some music by American composer Michael Torkey, who is someone who apparently also experiences synesthesia, the phenomenon where sounds are experienced in the mind of the observer as colors. He wrote a little suite demonstrating that process working in reverse by providing music that represents to him different colors, such as the following suite called Bright Blue Music, next on KPR. And that is the sound of Bright Blue Music, as envisioned by composer Michael Torkey. We listen to the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, led by David Zinman, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:19, and we're just about 10 minutes away from a performance by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, bringing us the Third Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Stay with us for that on Kansas Public Radio on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor, located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. And the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We have a little performance next for clarinet and piano. Jonathan Kohler and pianist Judith Gordon have a theme and some variations written by French composer Jean Francais next on Kansas Public Radio. Theme and variations for clarinet and piano by composer Jean Francais, played by Jonathan Kohler and pianist Judith Gordon on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2:30 and half an hour to go until 3 p.m. and all things considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch another hour of classical music between 7 and 8 p.m. Between 8 and 9, we have the repeat of Classics Live, tonight which brings you UMKC piano professor Sean Chin's recent recital at Johnson County Community College. We'll hear his fresh performance of the four ballads by Chopin, as well as his own arrangement for solo piano of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Classics Live, the repeat broadcast is tonight from 8 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Our mission here at KPR is to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And that's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual media and technology survey and let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment. Your response allows us to better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and helps KPR serve our community in the best way possible. Take the survey and make your voice heard over at kansaspublicradio.org. 87 degrees here on the KU campus, warming up to 89 today. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 67, a little fog rolling in overnight and lingering through tomorrow morning. Tuesday is otherwise sunny with a high of 89 again and clear with a low of 68 for Tuesday night. It looks like our next chance for rain in the forecast looks to be on Wednesday night. We're ready now to bring you the Pittsburgh Symphony and conductor Lauren Mazel, and one of the symphonies of Jean Sibelius. This one he wrote between the years of 1904 and 1907. Symphony number 3 in C major on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony number 3 in C major by Jean Sibelius, completed in the year 1907. The Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Lauren Mazel, with the performance today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music returns this evening. Catch an hour of the classics between 7 and 8 p.m., and from 8 to 9, this evening's repeat of Classics Live. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here for All Things Considered and the very latest news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-through or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.